I'm talking with a friend of mine, Tim Collins, who's the retired police chief in a town on the west coast of Ireland. My favorite part of Ireland, as a matter of fact, it's Dingle Peninsula. Tim Collins, thanks for joining us.
Not at all. You're quite welcome. You wish, I think, to speak maybe on the Christmas festivities in Dingle?
Well, Tim, yeah. First of all, you're way over on the west coast of Ireland, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in the southwest of Ireland, Dingle, County Kerry, which I suppose is often described as the next parish to America. Boston is about 3,000 miles due west of us.
The next parish over is Boston. That's a beautiful concept.
Or Newfoundland, to be more precise, maybe.
Hey, Tim, we're celebrating Christmas all over the Christian world anyways. Tell me, what's Christmas like in the west of Ireland?
Christmas is a very big occasion in Ireland generally, but moreover in the west of Ireland. It's very much and has been a family occasion. People in olden times, of course, used to return maybe from England when we had a lot of immigration. They'd come from America, they'd make off home to be at home for Christmas. But nowadays we do not have that much immigration thanks to the Celtic Tiger.
The big economy. Yeah, now you got big families anyways, and then traditionally all the families would get together, so that's quite a party there in the villages, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And they'd prepare maybe a week ahead of the big day. The housewives would be preparing food. They'd be making plum puddings, Christmas cakes. They'd be getting in some turkey, some ham, a bottle or two of whiskey.
So the big feast is the big feast on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day is the big one.
Okay.
And on that day, they would prepare dinner and they'd all sit around and they would stay inside that day, maybe say having a bit of a party, playing cards and so forth. No one dare go out on Christmas Day. The streets are actually, it's one day the streets are deserted in Dingle, is on Christmas Day.
Everybody's at home with the family eating.
Yes, eating and a little drop of whiskey maybe, drop of Guinness, maybe some wine now is creeping in. Wine is getting pretty popular in recent years. And the ladies would have maybe a drop of port or a drop of sherry.
Oh, so the port and the sherry is the ladies' drink.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Okay.
And they'd also have Christmas crackers where they would pull these across the table, you know, where there would be Christmas fare and hats and jokes and these out of these Christmas
so the kids
crackers,
would,
as they call
them. Little, like firecrackers, small firecrackers.
That type of thing, yes.
Yeah,
yes. So
okay.
It's very much a fun thing, and the meal could run maybe for 2 or 3 hours. No one's in a great hurry. Everyone is relaxed. And then they would maybe retire and watch some television. Maybe there's some good television shows on for Christmas.
Tim, what happens on Christmas Eve? Is there a big feast on Christmas Eve also?
Christmas Eve is more or less is leading up to the big one. Normally in Ireland, they used to eat fish on that particular day. They had a fish called ling, L-I-N-G. It was a type of a cod, salted, very strong, strongly salted fish. And they would cook that with some potatoes and some sauce. And that was more or less a lead into Christmas.
I gotcha.
There'd be holly and ivy put up on all the windows. Lights would be put up. Christmas tree would be put up. They'll also put up the crib, honoring the birth of Christ on the Christmas Day. That would be put up by the children, would gather around. They'd make their own cribs with the figures, and that would be put up in the central part of the house and lit up.
Okay, so the kids would build a Christmas crib, a manger scene.
A manger scene, exactly, yes.
Now, in Ireland, it's a Catholic country, so is there any problem with having Christian symbols and manger scenes in schools and so on?
No, most of our schools are more or less Catholic schools. So most of them are managed by the clergy, actually, so there's no great problem that way.
So there's Christmas is celebrated in the schools?
In the schools, yes. And the kids actually would have Christmas concerts as well before they would break up on holidays.
Okay.
And a lot of that was centered around the Christmas theme.
How many days do the kids get off for Christmas?
They're off generally about 10 days.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, they go back maybe around the 2nd of January or thereabouts.
Hey, tell me, when you think back to your fondest childhood memories in Ireland for Christmas.
Well, of course, I'm an exile in Dingle. I'm from Cork originally, but I'm in Dingle now with nearly 45 years.
Right.
But my first and fondest memories was, I suppose, going to town with my mother, going into Cork City, going into the market and buying the turkey, the ham.
Going to the big city.
Yes. And also my mother making cakes at home. Getting the ingredients together and putting the cake in the oven and the lovely rich smell of the Christmas cake and then the plum pudding. Yeah. These are abiding memories.
Also, tell me about the local Santa Claus. Do you have Santa Claus just like we have, or who brings the gifts for the children?
Yes, Santa Claus is a big deal here. As a matter of fact, I'll let you in a little secret. I am acting as Santa Claus in the local hotel here over the Christmas.
Say it ain't so.
So I'd be wearing a different hat.
Oh, my goodness.
But Santa Claus is big. He dresses up and gives out gifts to the kids, and the kids write letters to Santa Claus, and they drop them into the supermarket and into a big box and that type of thing.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
Santa Claus brings the gifts at Christmas, and the idea is they'd all go to bed early and leave some gifts for Santa Claus in the hearth.
In the hearth. So Santa Claus does come down the fire, the chimney,
down
just
the
like.
Chimney, and they would maybe leave out a little glass of Guinness there for him.
A glass of
Guinness?
And they
might leave out a few carrots and a turnip for the reindeers.
So we give milk and cookies, but Santa gets Guinness in Ireland.
Guinness in Ireland for strength, you see.
That's right. Guinness makes you strong.
Yes. And then the reindeers would get maybe a turnip or a carrot.
Oh, not quite so interesting.
And then the following morning, when the kids would come down, the first thing they'd look for is the carrot. And no doubt there'd be marks on the carrot indicating where the reindeer would have nibbled.
Okay. The Guinness
and
would
the Guinness
be long
was gone, of course, disappeared.
All
proof
right.
Positive that he had come and gone.
Now, is there the sort of naughty and nice sort of thing? Do the children put out stockings and they'll get rocks in them or something if they're bad?
Yes, they've got a bit more sophisticated now in recent years. In the olden times, so the old stocking was hung out at the end of the bed. And that would be stuffed with mostly cookies and apples and pears and maybe a little simple toy or a book, you know.
Right.
But nowadays things are going a bit more upmarket and more expensive toys are being bought.
Well, Ireland is quite a booming economy, so I understand you've just surpassed England in per capita income, so the kids have higher expectations for their stockings.
That's the big problem, and they're harder to please, of course.
Right.
And often they get more enjoyment out of the old box that the toy came in, actually. They'd get a rope or a twine and pull that around the room and forget about the expensive toy.
Speaking of boxes, now you have, in England or in Britain, you have Boxing Days. What does that mean? We don't have that.
Yes, yeah, Boxing Day in Britain. In Ireland, it's known as St. Stephen's Day. In England, it's known as the Ran's Day. The Ran is a bird, a small little bird. And in olden times, they used to go out and capture a bird and put him into a cage. And they would parade around the town. All would dress up in fancy dress with masks, young and old, and they would go around the town collecting money. They'd visit all the public houses, all 52.
Okay, all the public houses, meaning all the bars, the taverns.
All the bars would be visited, and they would collect, and they would sing. They'd have a fife and drum band. There was four big Ran's groups in Dingle, and they would parade the town, and there'd be great competition between the different groups to who would have the best makeup and the best masks and things. They'd have masks there, maybe of people like the President of Ireland, or the President of America, for that matter, or the Pope, or anyone like that. They'd have these big plastic fancy masks. And it is a day of great festivity. You and all participate in it. You even might get the parish priest dressed up, or the local guard, for that matter, and no one knows who he is.
So this sounds like a wild day. It's the day after Christmas.
It's a great occasion as well, because a lot of the kids dress up, and they go out with their parents. And for some of them, it's their first encounter with liquor, where they might sneak a little glass of Guinness in a bar.
All right.
Under the cover of the mask. And for some of them, it might be, for the boys and the girl, it might be their first romantic encounter as well. So the whole thing is really a rite of passage as well. It's been televised, and it's been shown all over the world. Different people have come and televised it from time to time. By the way, the money that's collected for the Rans during their collections around the town, in olden times, they would collect this money and they would put it together. They might only collect £10, of course, 40, 50 years ago, and they would have a party later on in the new year, buy a bottle of porter and have a dance and that type of thing. But nowadays, they're collecting for charities.
I see.
The Alzheimer's and the cancer funds, right, and these type of things. So.
Yeah.
And last year, actually, one of the local Ren groups here, the Green and Gold, actually subscribed over €2,000 for the victims of the tsunami out in the east.
Oh, that's great.
So it is
Ren's Day. Okay.
Ren's Day. It's a small little bird.
December 26th.
It's an ancient, a very ancient custom indeed that goes back into time immemorial. The tradition has been carried on in the places in the west of Ireland, but it's very strong in Dingle. It is a day the town really lets its hair down.
Wow. Sounds fascinating. Hey, Tim, what are you thankful for in the west of Ireland this Christmas, and what are your wishes for the new year?
Well, my wishes for this year is that we will not have as many disasters as we seem to have in 05 between what happened in Asia and America. There's been some terrible disasters. I hope we will have trouble-free 06 and that we will drift a little closer to peace.
That would be a beautiful gift.
Over.
Beautiful gift,
yes,
for all of us, yeah. And in Ireland, you live in a Gaeltacht where people actually speak Gaelic. Tell us.
Yes, in Ireland, in Dingle, we are in an Irish-speaking region. Irish is the spoken language or the mother tongue of the majority of the people.
Tim, we've got to get on our sleigh and head on to the next country, but I would love to hear you give us a little Christmas wish in Gaelic. Do you speak enough Gaelic to share that with our travelers in the States here?
Yes, I certainly will. Guím rád é ar gach duine tá ag géisteacht, agus tá súlagam go mbeidh sí chán ar fud an domhan san na blianta tá roinn, go mór mór i 1006. Slán is benacht, taigh ó chlán, i danganí chúis chun de chiarraí.
Don't ask me to repeat that, but tell me what you said in English.
I just introduced myself. My name is Tim Collins, and I hope that there will be peace in the world in the years to come. We're over in 06.
Oh,
and then I said more or less, goodbye, Tim Collins, Dingle County, Kerry.
Tim Collins from the west coast of Ireland, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and all your family.
And the same to you and yours. Slán, bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheerio.